tipped and it's loose down in the corner. Going to be saved by Jillian Doom, and she's able to throw it off one of the Tri-Valley players. She's able to get it off of Heather Ziesler. And it goes out of bounds, so Wagner will get possession, leading by four. Trying to get it into Brecky. She's being face guarded. Doom just kind of lobbed it in. Tri-Valley's going to get the steal. Tri-Valley did not want Devin Brecky to get the basketball down at that end of the floor. Now a lob and getting away inside, missing the shot. Nicole Fritz wide open on the right block. It spins off the front of the rim, no good. Wagner with the rebound, comes back the other way, but Brecky has a pass intended for Doom stolen away. Here goes Otto back the other way. Boy, tough shot for Tara Otto. She was out of control, kind of got tripped up maybe a little bit, kind of threw it up on the glass and it went in.
Yeah, probably the toughest shot they've had, and they were able to knock it down. They've really missed a lot of easy shots here so far early in the game.
And Wagner, another turnover. Medicine Horn fired a pass that was too tall for Doom to get a hand on.
Yeah, seven turnovers here for Wagner early here in the second quarter. And, you know, if your Tri-Valley is as poorly as you shot that first quarter, you're still only down by 2 points.
And a chance to tie, take a lead here maybe. Ball trying to go to the other side. Oh, he's going to say it went off Tri-Valley. Tried to go to Nicole Fritz. Doom got out there, got a hand on it, but it went off Fritz on a bound, so Wagner gets it back. Doom will get it into Peters in the backcourt. Dribbles around a little light pressure. Into the front court, poked away and picked up. Loose ball by Tri-Valley, and then a foul as Peters tried to get it back. So Wagner just needs to get settled in, I think, a little bit here. They've maybe been forcing it a little too much.
Yeah, that time tried dribbling through two defenders that time, and one of them was able to get a hand on it. And then when Tri-Valley got it, Peters reached in and picked up a foul. So now six fouls now on Wagner, so the next one will put Tri-Valley into the bonus.
So again, Tri-Valley a chance to tie, maybe take the lead. Here's Otto, a long two. Good. Just inside the three-point line, Tara Otto. She's got 5 points. We are tied at 10 with 6:10 left to go here in the first half. Wagner still looking for their first points, and now Otto with a steal at midcourt. We'll take it all the way, lays it up and good. And a timeout taken by Wagner. Tri-Valley on a 7-0 run going back to the tail end of that first quarter. They lead at 12-10, 6:03 left to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Q107. 3 left to go here in the first half. Wagner now trailing Tri-Valley, 12-10. Devin Brecky with 6 of the 10 points for Wagner. Jillian Doom with a field goal for her 2 points. Kayla Peters with a pair of free throws for 2 points. And Brecky quickly up the floor down the right side. Going to get a reach-in foul called here against Tri-Valley. And this one will be on Taylor Swear. That will be her first, fourth team foul against Tri-Valley. Wagner has it underneath their own basket. Bounce pass straight into Doom. Fadeaway on the right block. Good. So there, Wagner gets it into Jillian Doom now. Saw Brecky going to the basket a lot. Now Wagner maybe going to try to get Jillian Doom involved here a little bit more. Foul at the other end of the floor called against Wagner again.
Right now for Wagner, I mean, just too many turnovers and too many kind of dumb fouls. I mean, that time Cross had the ball a good 20, 21 feet from the hoop and just going to pass the ball, and then Medicine Horn reached in and fouled her. And like I said, Wagner is Tri-Valley is in the bonus, so she's able to get to the free throw line and knock her first one down.
Allison Cross, the 5'11 freshman at the line. Gives Tri-Valley a 1-point lead again with the first make. Second one on the way is rattling around, and it will fall through. 14-12, Tri-Valley with the lead over Wagner. 5:35 left to play here in the first half, and Doom trying to get a pass up ahead to Medicine Horn, and stolen away by Tri-Valley, but the Mustangs will give it away back at the other end of the floor. As Tara Otto, I think, got caught behind the glass or was afraid a shot was going to get blocked and traveled with it. Here's Brecky going to try to work in the front court. Able to lob it up ahead to Simple. Back out Brecky, poked away, but she's able to collect it near the top of the key. Works to the left side of the floor. Doom, big crowd underneath around her. Medicine Horn down the lane, going to get a reach-in foul. Called against Tri-Valley.
Well, early in the game, the 2-2-1 press of Tri-Valley wasn't giving Wagner many problems. Now, lately, you know, it's kind of giving them some problems here as they've got 10 turnovers.
They'll go to Bracky down the lane on the inbound. She'll lay it up and good. Just got in front of her defender. She was wide open coming down the lane. Devin Bracky with 8 points now for Wagner. Tied at 14 as we hit 5 minutes left to go here in the first half. Top of the key, Allison Cross over the right side to Nicole Fritz. Fritz looking underneath, still looking. Now we'll go down into the corner to Swear. Otto on the wing, cutting across the lane, trying to get a pass inside. Was Tri-Valley, but now they'll fire away at a three. That one's no good. Brecky with the rebound. Zigzags her way through the Tri-Valley defense. Tri-Valley fans wanting a carry. Wagner will set up in the half court, trying to get the lead back. Doom on the right elbow, down the lane, a little running right-handed shot up and good. Jillian Doom with 6 points, and Wagner has the lead back, 16-14.
And I think her sitting out for 3-4 minutes in that first quarter kind of took some things away from Wagner offensively, because now she's back in there, has a couple baskets here this quarter, and just that time again, just off the dribble, about 8-9 foot, and was able to knock it down.
Cross, free throw line jumper, too strong, gets the rebound and slides to the floor, keeps the dribble alive, and Tri-Valley with another opportunity. Here's a three, top of the key on the way, no good for Swear. Rebound grab by Doom. And then a foul after the rebound going to be called against Tri-Valley, and it'll be on Allison Cross. That will be her first, sixth team foul against Tri-Valley. As into the ballgame again comes Nicole Weber here.
Again, Tri-Valley standing that 2-2-1 full court press. They look to trap on the sides when they can, and again, that time, Brecky maybe just kind of getting a little out of control as she went to throw it to Weber, and she ducked, and it went over her head and out of bounds. But, again, that's what Tri-Valley wants you to do. They want you to dribble it down that sideline because they're going to look to trap you, and Brecky just, again, maybe got going a little too fast.
Wagner clinging to a two-point lead. Here's a jump shot just inside the three-point line. Left side, no good. Offensive rebound for Tri-Valley. Another shot. Three-pointer on the way is good. And it's Hunter Mathau with the three-point basket. One-point lead for Tri-Valley as Monica Brown is the winner. First three-pointer of the ball game coming here at 3:15 left to go in the first half. Loose ball on the floor. People scrambling all around, and it's going to be picked up by Tri-Valley, and they will get a timeout called with 3:07 left to go here in the first half. It's Tri-Valley 17. Wagner 16. We're back in 30 on Q107. Back here to Parks and National Guard Armory. Clint Greenway along with Scott Giblin. Kendra Lee back to the studio here on KQRN Mitchell. Tri-Valley with a 17-16 lead with 3:07 left to play here in the first half, and Tri-Valley with the basketball. Over on the right side, pass going to go into the lane, and surrounded underneath was Ziesler. Has to get it back out front. Otto going to put it on the floor, down the lane, around the defense, will lay it up and good. Tara Otto with 9 points. Three-point lead for Tri-Valley, 19-16. Jump pass to Doom, high post, comes down the lane, high off the glass and good. Jillian Doom with 8 points. Gets Wagner back to within a point. At 19-18, 2.5 minutes left to play. Here until halftime, as we're going to have an offensive foul called here against Tri-Valley.
Yeah, Dave Brown has an offensive foul. That legal screen is what he called that time. Dave Brown back officiating. He took a few years off. He used to ref back when I was coaching, and he wasn't around for a while. He retired, or I don't know what he did, but he's back again, and good to see him back out there. Josh Kemp. And Gino Struck is the three-man crew here today. So a nice group of refs that Rob Van Lacken has set up for today's matchup here.
Wagner going to get it down floor. Brecky inside to Doom. She's going to get fouled. Her shot too strong off the glass, no good. She'll have two shots coming up. That last foul was on Allison Cross, her second. And Doom will be at the line. This last foul on Chelsea Amundson, 5'7 freshman, her first. eighth team foul, and Doom will make the first free throw to tie things up at 19 apiece. Well, Jillian Doom getting going offensively here in the second quarter. Second free throw also good. And she now has 8 points for the quarter, 10 for the ball game. Wagner takes the lead back by one, 20-19. Oh, Tri-Valley gets down floor. They got down there. Tasha Graves kind of ran the floor pretty nicely. It was wide open, but Tri-Valley late getting it to her, and it was knocked away out of bounds by Wagner as they were able to recover defensively.
Did a good job of Doom getting back to get just a hand on it and knock it out of bounds.
Shot high off the glass. Rims in and out, no good for Amundson. Rebound grabbed by Wagner. A chance for the Red Raiders to build on a one-point lead. Down the right corner with it. Weber, skip pass back out to the front. Jessa Doom will hand it back to Nicole Weber. Now inside, Jillian Doom took a tumble, turns it over. Tri-Valley comes out of there with it. Otto over to the left side. Three-point shot on the way, way too strong, no good, and it's going to be saved inbounds by Wagner. Oh, and they're going to throw it away, stepping in front of the pass. Taylor Swear will lay it up and good. And Tri-Valley back out in front by a point.
14 turnovers here for Wagner. And still got a minute and a half left here in this second quarter.
Doom in the lane, turnaround shot no good off the back of the rim. A rebound grab by Graves, and Tri-Valley with a one-point lead. And the basketball here with a minute 10 left to go until halftime. Oh, travel. Amundson thought maybe somebody was popping up top. Nobody was there. She was going to throw the pass and tried to stop the momentum. Couldn't. Travel.
I thought maybe Copel would maybe get Brecky out of there. I think she's got two fouls here, and she picked down up early in the second quarter, and he's been able to keep her from picking up her third, but now under a minute to go, maybe you want to get her out of there so she doesn't pick up a cheap one.
Yeah, Wagner turns it over at midcourt again. Oh, there could have been a foul right there as Otto kind of took a forearm in the back from Jessa Doom, who kind of lost her balance. Matthew with it up top. She's the one that hit the three, Hunter Matthew. Up top, another travel, Amundson. And Tri-Valley will get it right back. And checking back into the ballgame comes Nicole Fritz and Allison Cross for Tri-Valley. Amundson will sit, as will Taylor Swear. Recky, oh boy, tightrope along the midcourt stripe, able to get it up ahead. Shot partially blocked. Jessa Doom had her shot blocked underneath by Cross, and Tri-Valley back the other way, leading by one. 20 seconds left here in the half. Bounce pass, Cross, middle of the lane, turnaround, no good. Doom with the rebound. Gets it out to Bracky with 15 seconds left, and Wagner will hold for the final shot here this first half. Over on the right side, let's see where they send Bracky if they maybe try to get her free. 4 seconds, they try to force one into Doom, knocked away. Matthew, midcourt, lets it fly, just short, no good, and that's the end of the first half. A Wagner led 10-6 after one quarter, but Tri-Valley will lead at halftime, 21-20. We'll take a timeout, come back, recap the first half, scoring stats, and the scores from the first three ball games coming up here. So you're listening to the 30th Annual Parkston Girls Basketball Classic. We're back to the Parkston National Guard Armory in 2 minutes.
Well, that's what makes Brecky so tough because, you know, she can play out front and shoot. She can take the ball to the basket, and then they can post her up. I don't know if she was posting up or if she was actually just cutting to the hoop and they got it. But, you know, for a guard, she's a tough matchup because, you know, she's listed as 5'9", and, you know, she does a very good job of using her strength as well once she gets close to the hoop.
Well, Brecky into double figures now with 10. She makes both free throws. The foul was on Allison Cross, her third. First team foul here of the second half against Tri-Valley. So Wagner back out in front by a point. Lob over to the top of the defense across. She'll take the 12-footer, no good. Rebound and a foul going to be called here against Tri-Valley again. This one's going to be on Heather's Diesler, her second.
Shoved her in the back as going up for the rebound, and that time easy call to make that time for the referees. Again, Tri-Valley staying in that 2-2-1 full court press. Wagner this time does a nice job of breaking it.
Travel at the other end of the floor. Alexa Simple got a nice pass from Medicine Horse. I don't know if she caught it cleanly enough to kind of continue on to the basket. She kind of put it on the floor, and then she got bumped into, tried to turn around, and traveled with it.
And anytime you have the ball in the paint there, you want to just go up with it and maybe get a foul call. She tried kicking it outside, and then she drug her pivot foot and got called for the travel.
Medicine Horn pokes it away from Cross. She'll chase it down. We'll cross out at midcourt. Over the left side, driving in towards the basket. Taylor Swear will stop just outside the lane and pop in the shot. Tri-Valley back in front by one. Now back the other way. Peters goes right to the basket. She's going to get fouled. Conversation was, let's attack the basket here in the second half.
Well, they're doing a better job of actually passing the ball, you know, in this press. Before, they just tried dribbling right. Like I said, in a 2-2-1 press, that's what they want you to do. They want you to dribble it up the side so they can trap you, and that's what Wagner is doing now the last two times down the court here in the second half. They've did it with passing the ball and have been able to break it rather easily.
Non-shooting foul. Wagner gets it inbounds. Here comes Brecky. Nice pass to Medicine Horse. She can't take the shot in the paint. Loose ball going to be picked up. Actually, a shot fired no good by Simple, and then a rebound for Wagner. Now mad scramble out near midcourt. Loose ball picked up by Tri-Valley. Two on one. Here's Swear. Shot no good. Rebound still loose. Doom sitting on the floor. She can't get a handle. Here's Otto for three from the corner. That one's no good. And the rebound grabbed on the other side by Tri-Valley. They'll have another crack at it. Leading 23-22 with 6:20 left to go in the third. Up top of the key, Nicole Fritz over to the right side to Ziesler. Here's Otto, a little lean-in shot from the free throw line, no good. Followed it up, and out. Going to be a jump ball. Doom and Otto got tied up for it, and Otto kind of had her arm stretched back over her, never had a real good balance, and she cracked her head pretty good on the floor. But
yeah, the ball was up above her head, and Doom kind of grabbed it and kind of wrestled it and threw her down to the ground. Just a good aggressive play that time by Doom, and was able to get the jump ball out of it.
Out of the inbounds, a shot no good near the right corner for Swear for Tri-Valley. The rebound grabbed by Wagner. Now we're going to have a foul headed back the other way. Brecky trying to push it up the floor.
Well, it's going to be four fouls already here in Tri-Valley. We haven't even played 3 minutes yet, so they continue this up. Wagner's going to be in the bonus here rather early in the second half. You know, give Tri-Valley, I mean, they've got some shots up. They're just not able to make them. That's already 35 shots, only 17 for Wagner.
Tri-Valley leading by one, 23-22. Wagner with the basketball. That foul was on Taylor Swear, her second. Peters works to the right side. Doom, a nice lob pass. Medicine Horn, count the basket and the foul. LaShawn Medicine Horn got a defender pinned on the outside. She had a great position on the inside. Made a nice catch, and all in one motion went up with it.
That play has been there all day for him. Wagner's tried lobbing it over the top, and it's either been tipped away or thrown a little too far and out of bounds, or someone from Wagner wasn't able to catch it. That time, Medicine Horn was able to catch that pass, put it in, and got the foul as well. So a nice play that time by Wagner all the way around.
And Madison Horn will make the free throw, so a three-point play, her first points of the afternoon. And Wagner now leads 25-23. Foul was on Tara Otto, her second, fifth team foul against Tri-Valley already here in the second half. We're not even close to the midway point here to the third yet. Top of the key, Cross with it, gives it back to Otto. Standing beyond the three-point line, guarded by Peters. She'll bring it right side. Hands it off to Ziesler. Will fire a long two. Good, nothing but net. Heather Ziesler standing right on the three-point line, but buried the shot. And we are tied at 25. Now inside, Doom, left block, shot comes off the rim, no good. And rebound out of bounds, off Wagner, it'll belong to Tri-Valley. So you have Jillian Doom and Devin Brecky, each with 10, leading the way for Wagner. Tara Otto still leads scoring for Tri-Valley with 9. Taylor Swear into the front court. Comes over to the right side to Nicole Fritz. Fritz to the top of the key, Otto looking inside. Goes back over to the wing, though, to Ziesler. Back to the top of the key, trying to force it into Cross. It was hit, knocked away. Shot no good by Cross. She gathered it back. Now a steal. Oh, and a missed layup wide open. Tara Otto. Wagner gets the ball back on the rebound.
Two short shots again for Tri-Valley, and they came up short on both of them.
Wagner trying to get the lead back. Here's Doom. High shot over the top of Allison Cross. Good on the post. Left side. Doom now with a dozen. 27-25. Wagner leads. We hit the halfway point of the third. Lob over the top. Again, a pass hit by Madison Horn, but it finds the hands of Allison Cross, and this time she will score. And a quick timeout on the floor. 3:50 left to play here in the third. We're tied at 27 between Tri-Valley and Wagner. This full timeout charged to Tri-Valley. We're back in 60 seconds on Q107. Clarkson, 3:50 left to play in the third quarter. Wagner and Tri-Valley tied at 27. So we mentioned that boys' classic coming up on Saturday here in Parkston. We'll have coverage, another triple header coming up on Saturday for boys' basketball. Hanson and Avon at 11, followed by Parkston and Howard at 12:30. And we'll also have Wagner and Aberdeen Roncalli at 6:30 that night. Back to action. Wagner able to beat the pressure from Tri-Valley, gets in the front court, and now they'll just sit. Oh, well, here's a firing of three is Alexa Simple. They kind of backed away from her, and Alexa just said, all right, well, might as well try it, and knocks it in.
Yeah, that's the first three of the game so far for Wagner, as Tri-Valley has just two.
Inside, Cross, big advantage over LaShawn Medicine Horn. Cross at 5'11", Medicine Horn at 5'7". And Cross able to score another basket underneath, and now Wagner will turn it over at the other end.
Again, trying to dribble it up the side, and Brecky got herself trapped over there and tried lobbing it over top of the defense, and Tri-Valley jumped in front of it.
Tried to go inside to Cross. Medicine Horn snuck inside and was able to knock it away. Otto, though, gets the loose ball, drives inside. Shot won't go, but a foul, and two shots coming up here for Tara Otto.
A nice job of attacking the rim that time. Almost made it as she got fouled, rolled around the rim and out. So needs to get up there and knock both her free throws down.
First one up and good, so that ties the ball game again. As into the ball game comes Peters for Wagner. Second free throw up, and this one is good. And we didn't mention that foul, by the way. It was on Devin Brecky, which is her third. It's only the first team foul against Wagner. Now another steal by Tri-Valley in the backcourt.
It's going to be four on Brecky now.
As Brecky goes up, tried to swat that one of Hunter Matthew. And blocked out of bounds. And do they give it to Brecky? Or there was somebody else was there for Wagner as well. They haven't put it up yet. It is not on Brecky. It's on Jillian Doom. She picks up her second, and Hunter Matthew will make the first one. That gives a Tri-Valley a two-point lead for the moment, 32-30, and it stays 32-30, but the missed free throw, rebound, grab by Tri-Valley. Otto tries to go running and shooting at the same time. Shot got partially blocked. Wagner comes out of there with it. Now the Red Raiders have dodged some bullets here because Tri-Valley's been kind of a menace on the offensive rebounding. Doom shot gets blocked at the other end by Allison Cross. Tri-Valley picks up, comes back the other way, leading by two with 2.5 left to go in the third. Otto on the right wing. Thought about the three. Doom kind of backs away. Now back to the top of the key. Swear with it. Directing some traffic. Now goes left side. Here's a three way off the mark. Otto tipped it out of bounds. And it'll belong to Wagner with 2:12 left to go here in the third. Brecky, trying to throw a pass up to midcourt to Nicole Weber. Weber was going to set a screen and tried to free up a teammate for a long pass, and now Tri-Valley will come back the other way. Here's Cross on the block. Shot no good. Boy, how many shots have Tri-Valley missed inside of about 7 or 8 feet today?
I'll tell you at the end of this quarter.
Okay. Brecky up top with it. Over the right side, Peters. Down in the corner, Brecky. Back around the perimeter goes Wagner over to the left side. Weber, top of the key, a lob to the free throw line. Turn, Medicine Horn to Doom. She got pinned behind the basket, able to come back out, and she's going to draw the foul against Tri-Valley.
A nice lob pass that time. right over the top of the defense to Doom. The only thing was that she was right underneath the basket when she caught it, so she had to kind of take a step back to get the shot up and got fouled. That's going to be, I think, the third foul on
Swear.
On Swear, right?
Yep.
And
Doom will miss the first of the two free throws.
Yeah, that's the first miss they've had for a while, just five misses now. They've been shooting pretty well from the free throw line this half, but their first miss of the quarter.
Second one by Doom is good this time. She has 13. Tri-Valley's lead is one. It's 32-31 with a minute 25 left to go here in the third quarter. Swear left side, top of the key, Hunter Matthew with it. Dribbles back up between the circles. Now over to the left side to Ziesler. Ziesler looking underneath. So goes cross court over to Swear. Swear back over to the left side. Tri-Valley running through their offense here. Trying to find something inside. They've got Tasha Graves back in the ballgame. Now coming down the right side of the lane is Swear. Shot rolls around the rim and won't fall. That's the day it's been for Tri-Valley. That was a good, strong move by Taylor Swear going to the basket. Just couldn't finish it. Wagner with the rebound, down by a point. They have the basketball with 40 seconds left in the quarter. Lob to Brecky on the left block. Count the basket and the foul. Doom with the lob to Brecky. And Brecky now with a dozen and a chance to add to that point total here at the line.
Yeah, and again, Wagner's had that play there all day. Just loop it right over top of the defense. That time Brecky was the one underneath the hoop. She got fouled. And I think if I'm Coach Coppel, I think I have somebody at the bench here, somebody at the scores table to check in. Brecky's got three fouls. You don't want her to pick up a cheap foul here and have four going into the fourth quarter.
Brecky makes the free throw. It's a two-point lead for Wagner after the three-point play. 34-32. 30 seconds left here in the third. Pass over the top down to the left block. Graves kicks it back out. Three-point shot might have been partially blocked from Matthew. And the ball going to bounce a couple of times. Will land on the baseline. They're going to say it went off Tri-Valley and will belong to Wagner. Doom will get it inbounds. Brecky, full court pressure here from Tri-Valley. Matthew working in the backcourt against Brecky. Brecky trying to dribble around it. She's got to get it up towards the timeline. Now we'll lob it up ahead. 8 seconds. All the way down underneath the basket. Counts it as well for Alexis Simple. And she'll have a chance at a three-point play.
Well, the way that started, you wouldn't have thought Wagner was going to get a layup out of that deal. As Brecky really kind of had to take her time getting it up the court as she dribbled around, then they got it up the side. Nice pass that time up the floor to Simple. This is a couple times now Wagner's been able to make the shot and get fouled and get a chance for a three-point play.
That's the eighth team foul, by the way, against Tri-Valley as well. So they're getting up there almost double bonus time for Wagner. Free throw is good for Alexa Simple. It's a five-point lead for Wagner, 37-32. They're going to steal the inbounds. Shot on the way, good, with 3 seconds left for Peters. And that's the end of the third quarter. And Wagner takes a one-point lead and has it up to seven just like that after three quarters, 39-32. We'll take a timeout back with the start of the fourth quarter in 60 seconds on Q107. Welcome back to the Parkston National Guard Armory. We get ready to start the fourth quarter. Wagner with a 39-32 lead as they get a couple of three-point plays late in the third quarter and a steal and a basket just before the buzzer from Peters. To all of a sudden have now a seven-point lead here to start the fourth quarter and the basketball. And here's Peters going to fire a three, no good. Long rebound going to be tracked down by Brecky, though. Wagner will reset. Back over to Peters, right wing. Sees an opening, drives to the basket. Shot came up a little short. Medicine Horn with the offensive rebound. That one's blocked, and then we're going to get a jump ball on the rebound. And it'll belong to Tri-Valley. And Scott got some team stats through three quarters.
I do. Wagner, 14 of 25, 56%. 10 of 15 from the free throw line, 67%. 22 rebounds and 21 turnovers. For Tri-Valley, they are 11 of 44 from the field, 25%, 7 of 10 from the line, 70%, 14 rebounds, and just 9 turnovers.
Wagner leading 39-32. Tri-Valley with the basketball up between the circles. Ziesler with it. Shot on the way, no good. Doom with the rebound. He'll give it to Brecky. You know, if Tri-Valley makes a few more shots, too, that also gives them, Scott, that opportunity to get into that trap. And when you go one and done on the offensive end. Cold shooting as they've had. It's tough to get into that trap and zone that they like to do.
Well, and I would guess that they've probably missed somewhere around 15, 16 shots inside the paint, and a lot of those were really uncontested too. I mean, some of them just blown shots, you know, where they weren't able to knock them down. And really, Wagner still turned the ball over quite a bit in that third quarter, but at the same time, Tri-Valley just hasn't really gotten anything going offensively as far as getting on a roll.
Well, we had a foul at the other end called against Tri-Valley. Jillian Doom got fouled, and she steps to the line, makes both free throws. The foul was on Allison Cross. That's her fourth, ninth team foul. Here's a three by Matthew, who gets blocked, gets her own rebound, and then we're going to have a foul called against Wagner. I think Doom will pick this one up. Yep, Jillian Doom will pick up her third. It's only the third team foul against Wagner. 41-32, Wagner leading Tri-Valley. 6:47 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Free throw up, no good for Hunter Matthew.
Well, and you know, Tri-Valley down 9 points, just under 7 minutes left to go, and really struggling to score some points. You get to the free throw line, you got to be able to knock them down, and she's going to miss both of them.
Wagner with the rebound, but they'll throw it away. Another turnover. Matthew inside, gets the ball back, shot no good, hit the front of the rim, rebound saved by Brecky, but into the hands of Swear. She drives inside, her shot no good. Another offensive rebound, this time it's good for Heather Ziesler. That ends an 11-0 run by Wagner going back into that third quarter. And now they're going to get a turnover and a forced one. Alexa Simple being hounded in the backcourt by Matthew.
Well, Wagner up 9 points, gave up, what, four or five extra shots that time to Tri-Valley on that possession. Eventually, Tri-Valley is able to knock a shot down. Now they get a turnover and a chance to cut into this lead.
Oh, what are we going to have, jump ball or foul? I think we're going to get a foul first. And Doom, Brecky was there, but it was Doom who kind of got a hand wrapped around the hip. Yep, and she will pick up the foul, but now she's got four.
Yeah, and we saw what happened to Wagner's offense when she went out of the game in the first quarter. And, you know, now this is where getting down to crunch time, you're going to need her in there because when they do get the ball across half court, she's been able to score for them.
There's a shot from the free throw line for Graves. That one way off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Wagner. That shot didn't hit any rim. Banked right off the glass, and Wagner there to pick it up. Left wing, Peters, top of the key. Jessa Doom into the ballgame as Jillian went out. Three-point shot for Brecky, a little short. Rebound grabbed by Tri-Valley. Fritz with the rebound. Hands off Swear into the front court. Stop of the key. And we'll set up on offense. Fritz left right wing with it. Toddle, free throw line, just a step inside. Nothing there. Back to Fritz near the top. Swear stops, free throw line. Jump shot on the way, no good. Brecky with the rebound. Got a teammate out running. That's Peters. Going to try to take it all the way. Lays it up with the left hand, and good. And Peters with 6 points and a quick timeout used by Wagner. 5:26 left to go here, fourth quarter. Wagner leads 43-34. It's a quick 30-second timeout. We're back right after this on Q107. Welcome back here to Parkston. Out of the timeout, Tri-Valley with the basketball. Going to go inside. Shot no good. Put up by Nicole Fritz. Offensive rebound, though. Grab by Tri-Valley. On the baseline. Graves thought about it. Put it on the floor, and then we'll hand it back out towards the wings. Ziesler. Now back top of the key. Fritz with it. Back over to Graves. Down in the corner. Ziesler. Here's a shot on the way, no good for Taylor Swear. Came up a little bit short. Rebound grabbed by Wagner. Brecky racing in the front court, and Peters calling for the basketball, and I think one Peters was going to stay where she was at. Brecky maybe thought she was going to go more towards the corner, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be long to Tri-Valley.
Oh, Wagner needs to play like they're ahead, you know, just take what's there when it is. You know, last time Brecky got the rebound, I was able to get it up the court quickly to Peters. And you take advantage when it's there, but that time there was really nothing there, and again, they threw the ball away.
Pass, jump, pass into Otto. She's quickly surrounded, has to get it back out to Swear. Cross-court pass. Oh, they're looking inside. Ball going to be saved. Nice job by Sean Medicinehorn. They're looking inside, and Graves left the post just as the pass was going to come into her. And then LaShawn Medicinehorn able to save it inbounds for Wagner. They head back the other way, leading 43-34 with 4 minutes left to go here in the fourth. Down the right side of the lane, off the glass, kind of a running shot from Jessa Doom. Her first points of the afternoon. That's the first points off the bench for Wagner. And the lead is now double digits. It's 11.
Yeah, you got 11-point lead, and Wagner still has Doom on the bench with four fouls, under 4 minutes to go. So, you're liking the fact that one of your top offensive and defensive players is on the bench, and you're still able to keep that lead.
Well, foul here at the near end, called against Wagner. Was it a shooting foul? Yes, it was. It's on LaShawn Medicinehorn, her third, fifth team foul. And this will put Tasha Graves at the line for two shots. Graves with 3 points, all those way back in the first quarter. Her first free throw was nothing but net. Tri-Valley with just 3 points here, though, in this fourth quarter, as they still have not been able to get anything going offensively. Continue to struggle shooting from the floor. They had a bit of a streak there, but that was more Tara Otto back in the second quarter. Graves will make the second free throw. She's got 5 points. Lead back down under double digits for Wagner. It's 45-36. Brecky, or I should say they're trying to get it to Brecky. Alexa Simple, though, has her pass intercepted. Here comes Otto down the lane. She's going to get fouled, and there'll be two more shots coming up for Tri-Valley. Wagner's got to get something figured out with this press.
I think they're going to call it on the ground, but that time, again, you know, I mean, unless the break is there on that press, there's no reason to throw it. You got a 9-point lead. Take your time getting the ball up the floor, use some clock, and protect the basketball. Again, they tried to rushing things up the floor and threw it away.
Here's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound battle for, going to be out of bounds off Tri-Valley. It's going to be off Allison Cross. And Wagner will have it, leading by nine. Well, Tri-Valley was shooting any sort of respectable percentage from the floor. This would be a different game right now.
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, you look, how many times does the one team have 25 turnovers and the other team have just 10? And the team with 25 turnovers is the one winning by 9 points.
Foul at the near the Wagner bench against Tri-Valley. This is team foul number 10, so it'll be double bonus now the rest of the way here for Wagner. And Taylor Peters will be at the line. First one, no good. She has 6 points. And she is 2 for 5 from the free throw line this afternoon. Second free throw up, and that one is good. The foul, by the way, was on Tasha Graves, so now she has 4. 10-point lead for Wagner, 46-36. 3:10 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Matthew fakes the 3, dribbles to the left, pulls up, shot on the way, no good. At just inside the 3-point line. Rebound, though, tracked down by Tri-Valley in the corner. Oh, almost a travel by Nicole Fritz. She wanted to pass it to the right. Nobody was there, but able to maintain position. Wagner extending the defense here. Otto now going to try to drive one to the basket. Shot no good. Cross there to clean it up. And a quick timeout by Tri-Valley. 46-38, Wagner with the lead with 2:40 left to go here, fourth quarter. It's a full timeout. We'll step away as well. We'll come back to the Parks and National Guard Armory in 60 seconds on KQRN Mitchell. Welcome back here to Parkston, 46-38. Wagner with the lead, 2:40 left to play here in the ballgame. It's been pretty close all the way through until late in the third quarter. Wagner got a couple of three-point plays and a turnover and a basket just before the end of the third quarter, and all of a sudden had a seven-point lead here to start the fourth. They've been able to get it to 10 and 11 points here in this fourth quarter. Now they're going to get it into Doom down the left side of the lane. She gets fouled. And she'll have two shots coming up and may have taken another shot on that left shoulder of hers.
Yeah, and if, Wagner can just knock their free throws down, they've really shot free throws really well today. And, under 3 minutes ago now, Tri-Valley's got to start fouling even more than what they already were. But down 8, 2:26 to go, they're going to have to take some chances and put you to the line, and you're going to have to knock some down. So, and everything, too, is a two-shot foul.
Doom will miss the first one. The foul was on Nicole Fritz, which is her fourth personal foul. Doom will make the second. She has 16 points in the ball game. The lead is 9 for Wagner, 47-38. Put on the floor, Tara Otto to the baseline, turns, goes back out to Hunter Matthew. Lob pass over the left side to Swear. Swear inside the three-point line, going to back it back out. And Wagner's loving this because Tri-Valley's using a lot of clock on their offensive end. Here's a shot, no good, a running shot for Taylor Swear. Rebound for Wagner. And Brecky will cross midcourt. Oh, knocked away. She'll get it back, though. Back in the front court, a minute 45 to go. Doom, top of the key, over to the right side. LaShawn Medicine Horn at the right elbow, poked away, able to pick it back up. And going to reach in foul. Yep. He called against Tri-Valley, and I think that was Heather Ziesler. That's her third. And two shots coming up for LaShawn Medicine Horn. She had a three-point play, one of those two late in that third quarter. Misses the first free throw. One more coming up for her yet. Second one on the way. In and out, no good. The rebound will be grabbed by Ziesler and a steal by Brecky in the backcourt. She's going to get fouled.
Yeah, she about had a three-point play because she had a layup that time. The ball rolled around the rim. And again, Tri-Valley just not able to make any type of a run here. Got the rebound and needed to get down and get some shots up. And instead they have a turnover.
Brecky at the line will make the first one. She has 14. The foul on Ziesler, her fourth. And one more coming up here for Brecky. And it's back to an 11-point lead now for Wagner with the second free throw. 49-38. Wagner with the lead. Looking pretty good right now. They'll go inside to cross, and she'll pull one up and in against Medicine Horn, who obviously didn't really want to get too aggressive and pick up a cheap foul and a three-point play. So smart decision by LaShawn Medicine Horn, and it's going to be a turnover against Wagner along the sideline as Hunter Matthew extending the defense man-to-man, being a pest out front. Knocked it away, and it went right over the Wagner bench and just kind of sat there on the sideline and finally went out of bounds. Now inside, a little running shot, a hook shot, and basket will not count. Foul before the shot, but a nice one by Heather Ziesler.
Yeah, and it kind of bounced around the rim, and you're kind of hoping maybe if you're Tri-Valley they'd count the continuation, but Dave Brown said it was on the ground. It's going to be a 1-1, but down 9, you got to make both these free throws. Well, you only get one if you miss it, but you got to make both of these free throws here.
And going to miss the front end of the 1-1. Medicine Horn gets the rebound, nearly lost it out of bounds. Oh, Wagner going to throw it away again. Are they up to 30 yet?
Close. If we play about another 2 minutes, they will. But interesting stat, 31 shot attempts for Wagner, 27 turnovers. And they still lead by 9, which I don't think I've ever seen a stat quite like this before. But Tri-Valley's put up 58 shots in this game to just 31 for Wagner.
Trying to go into cross. She had it. She lost it off her foot. Jillian Doom coming over and held defense across the lane. Looked like she maybe knocked it out of the hands of Allison Cross, and Gene Strzok said it belonged to Wagner. Now they will talk, and they're going to overturn that and give it back to Tri-Valley with 48.9 seconds left.
Yeah, Tri-Valley has just 11 turnovers for the game. So, you know, it's not like they've turned the ball over a lot. They just can't get these short shots to fall right there.
There's
kind of the way their days went. I know she got fouled. Cross got hit on the arm and, you know, wasn't able to get that shot to go in. But, you know, they probably have had a good 30 or 31 shots inside the paint, and they've probably missed 20 or 21 of them. And it's kind of the way their days went.
Free throw by Cross. No good. Into the ball game comes Michaela Kuhlman for Wagner. And in for Tri-Valley comes Nicole Fritz. Tri-Valley with just two players in double figures. Cross has 10 points. Tara Otto with 11. Second free throw is good, so Cross joins her at 11 points. The lead is 8 for Wagner. Can they hang on to the basketball now? Doom and Brecky handling it in the backcourt. Brecky across the timeline. Up the right side. Back into the top to Doom. Now we're right side, Kuhlman. And going to have a reach-in foul called here against Tri-Valley and Nicole Fritz. And I would have that as her fifth. Yep. So she will foul out. And she will foul Michaela Kuhlman, who will go to the free throw line. 49-41, Wagner leads with 31.7 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. And coming up, we will step away during the Stickney Mount Vernon Del Rapids game. That should be a pretty good one. Then we'll be back for the final two tonight, Parkston and Winter, followed by Hanson and Highmore Herald. So start times have been pushed back here with the overtime game earlier today between Lennox and Selly Buttes. But not going to be too far off maybe here. Second free throw by Kuhlman is good.
Depends how many times Tri-Valley tries to foul here in the last 31 seconds. But if you're Tri-Valley here, you got to get some shots up quickly.
There's a three-point shot, top of the key. That one no good by Swear. Rebound by Medicine Horn. She gets fouled, and we'll head to the other end for two more free throws. But, yeah, like you've been saying, this is a stat sheet that you're not going to expect. What you're going to think that the final score got flipped around somehow, because when you turn the ball over almost as many times as you have shot attempts, you're not going to win a lot of ball games.
The one thing, though, Wagner's done is they've been able to make some free throws. They're starting to miss a few here down towards the end of the game, but after the end of the third quarter, they were 10 of 15, and they're still shooting away, and Mike Copel's going to take a timeout and probably just let his girls know, hey, we got a 10-point lead, no reason to be fouling and that kind of stuff. But 10-point lead with 21 seconds to go, you think you probably got this one in the bag.
10-point lead, we'll take a timeout. Back with the final 21 seconds. We'll have it for you coming up in 30 seconds on Q107. Del Rapids waiting in their respective corners to take the floor here after the conclusion of this one. LaShawn Medicine Horn will be at the line for two shots. It's a 10-point lead for Wagner. Devin Brecky with 15 points. Joanne Doom leads Wagner with 16. Free throw by Medicine Horn is good. She now has 5. And substitution into the ballgame. Samantha Guyman will check in. And more substitutions will come in here for Wagner. As Mike Copel going to pull off the regulars. Bella Zephyr will check in. Erica Arpan will check in as well for Wagner. Into the front court, all the way down into the lane, pass tipped. Going to go into the hands of Cross. She'll turn, fire no good. Rebound grabbed by Chelsea Amundson. And she's going to get fouled with 11 seconds to go here in the ballgame.
Well, obviously, either Mike Copel didn't mention do not foul in that timeout, or his girls didn't listen, because, you know, you give up that offensive rebound, I guess let the girls score and the game's over. But
Amundson will miss the first one. As Tri-Valley's also taken out some of their, you would tear Otto on the bench. You would expect that Tri-Valley's kind of called this one as well. Amundson missed the second free throw. Wagner will get the ball as it went out of bounds. Up ahead, Zephyr across the timeline to Nicole Weber. She'll put the ball on her hip. Final seconds will tick away, and that's your ball game. Final score, Wagner 52, Tri-Valley 41, as Wagner improved to 4-1 on the year. And Tri-Valley will drop to 3-2 on the year. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap this up with scoring and stats. And tell you about coming up next here on Q107. And we'll do that for you after this break from the Parkston National Guard Armory.